Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:06 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
And Pierce said hi.
There you go. So it's not just yes, it's also hello.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, hello right back at you, Pierce.
There you go.
All right. Ah, 'tis the season, my friends. Happy, happy Friday. We made it.
Yep.
We've got a J6 pipe bomber caught. Interesting that the case was dormant under the Biden administration. All the resources available to the FBI, they hunted people down. Innocent civilians were just there on the grounds, hunted to all corners of the U.S.
I don't think they looked, Bob.
Well, they may not have. Pam Bondi literally said there was like dust on the file.
Yes. Is that sad or what?
Yeah, it's pathetic. Well, wow. And it just goes to show you the Biden administration or those high up in the FBI just decided that, you know, it wasn't all that critical, wasn't all that important.
Well, apparently it's difficult to get an auto pin to go out and look for people.
Ah, that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. I think part of the problem is some of the dirty players in the FBI. Honestly.
Yep.
Got this from Revolver. Revolver.news, if you ever want to check it out. Sometimes they're ahead of the curve. Sometimes they might not have it all or have it right. Sometimes, but
I like the name, though.
It is. It's good stuff just to get a feel for what might be coming down the pike. So the biggest question lingering over the pipe bomber arrest isn't the suspect's ideology, it's the timing. After nearly 5 years of no leads, no progress, and the FBI that somehow couldn't identify a man captured on half a dozen cameras, the case suddenly snaps into place within weeks. And right after the blaze named a completely different suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So why the sudden breakthrough? According to investigative reporter John Solomon, the answer is simple and deeply unsettling. FBI leadership quietly removed the original agents who had been running the case since day one and brought in a brand new team. Once the old guard was gone, the new group applied fresh eyes and new technology and revisited evidence that had been sitting untouched.
Amazing.
Within weeks, the investigation that had stalled for half a decade was suddenly solved. Huh. Pipe bomb suspect arrested. This is the beginning. I thought there would be an arrest this week. They were zeroing in on a gentleman whom they arrested this morning, Northern Virginia. The way this case was cracked was a month or 6 weeks ago. Bongino and Patel decided to take the old agents off the case and put on a new team. That was from John Solomon. So there you go. And I have a feeling that the blaze might have really been onto something, that perhaps this guy didn't act alone. They haven't said one way or another for sure yet. But I think this goes pretty deep. I think the whole January 6th thing you know, the FBI and or the CIA involved in some way, shape, or form beyond just, oh, you know, oversight or right. crowd control, which they don't do. Yeah. And remember, there were, oh, no, there were no agents that day. And then there were two. And then there were 120-something.
Well, you know, numbers change there, Bob.
Yeah.
That whole math thing gets a little convoluted sometimes.
Yeah. So,
right.
And how many other cases are the old guard FBI team still on, sitting on,
yeah.
you know, and
good question.
When will they make these changes? And if you had some folks sitting on this case and not doing anything with it, you're still going to keep them employed?
Right.
I mean, if they showed no progress in that time period, I would say that'd be a pretty good reason to cut them loose. I'd say it'd be a very good reason. Because are they just lazy, inept? Or they kind of cover something up? I think it's a very, very reasonable and fair question. All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jerry, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, it's very interesting about this pipe bomb case, how it lay dormant for like 4 years. One of the things that's very interesting, and I think it's going to be the bigger story, is why was Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect and historic figure, the first woman and first woman of color elected to the vice presidency, why didn't the case get greater urgency with the Biden administration when she walked right near that pipe bomb and could have been hurt if it had detonated? It just, they were too passive on it, and it, I think that's going to be the bigger story. I think you guys are definitely onto something there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The fact that they treated all other aspects of the J6 thing like mm-hmm. like their hair was on fire. That's how they operated, man.
Right.
They were rolling over, you know, stones and going through people's houses and dragging people into court and some into prison cells and not even getting a chance to defend themselves. I mean, remember, they went crazy, basically.
So are we saying that enough people knew that she couldn't get hurt? It makes you think.
I don't know.
That it was not a true threat because they knew who was behind it?
Well,
and they weren't going to go off?
Maybe that. Maybe, and I'm just speculating here. I'm just spitballing.
Okay.
But she may have been the target and it just didn't detonate.
That's a whole nother total opposite of my potential theory. Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting.
There were many that, you know, didn't want her to be the candidate, whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, again, like we said earlier, we've got more questions than answers.
We definitely do. I mean, look from the standpoint of effort being made. There was no effort being made on the FBI to resolve that issue. Mm-hmm. And the FBI is very good at resolving those issues when they choose to. As you yes. can say, like I said, they just have a part of a small picture of somebody's face, and they hunt them down all the way on the West Coast
yeah.
and drag them back. And many of them weren't even active participants inside of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop them from, you know, they were all out. Anyway, and what's up with the old team sitting on the case? They weren't even trying. Pam Bondi said it was like dust on the file. They were untouched. They weren't even looking at evidence. I mean, yeah, this speaks to something much larger, I think. Whether we'll probably get a small version of the truth at some point, maybe.
Hopefully.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I heard that press conference yesterday and somebody from the mainstream media talking about the potential assassination of Kamala Harris. Well, I'm 100% sure it was not an assassination attempt on Kamala Harris. This sounds like a both sides was at risk here. I mean, yeah, it was at a DNC. I don't think anybody was going after Kamala Harris.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying one way or another.
Well, would it be both just for the continual disruption and stirring up both sides? I mean, why do you do both of them?
You know, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. That's been one of my questions from the moment we knew about it. It's like, why would you do that? And neither one of them went off. So is this all just another distraction, something, like I said, to keep things stirred up?
Well, let's say there's a rogue faction in the FBI that wants to get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
Part of that rogue faction might not necessarily be Democrats or anti-Republican.
Right.
They just anti-Trump. So maybe they didn't want to make it look like it was an act of a Trump supporter or a Trump hater or whatever.
A lot of potential angles here. So many. Yep.
I'm just not ready to buy what they're selling quite yet. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not done with the investigation.
Right.
Which I love that. Hey, we don't have to answer any questions because it's an active investigation. Don't you love that line?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Yeah, it stays active for how long?
Uh-huh.
5 years. But it wasn't active, was it? 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. More to come on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you know, I don't make a big deal about these kind of things, you know, but it did. It was, 2 days ago, officially 24 years at the Sky for me.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening, for supporting this radio station and what we do, the Bob Rose Show, and appreciate Greg very much being, at 9 years?
I guess it was 8 in September.
8 years that, part of this.
That does not seem possible.
Yeah, and I posted some on Facebook, and comments from people that I literally worked with, I hate to say it, 40 years ago? Wow. Yeah, in Tampa.
Right.
Yeah, Tampa,
well,
then
I just see
Orlando.
One from a mutual friend down in Orlando, the Christian station. So,
LSB Feaster?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that, wow.
It's going back.
So anyway, yes, I just feel extremely blessed. It is a rarity to go this many years to the same place. And I mean, successfully so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and what a great relationship between the listeners and us and the clients and all of that. We're very, very blessed. You know, we got great leadership here on the local level. We got great account executives, you know, that we just... We're a smaller family than we were when I joined 24 years ago. I can tell you that. But
change
we're
the business, yeah.
But we're a very strong team.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the clients. I mean, because a lot of them, they know where they need to go when they want to reach a certain clientele and a certain group of people that have.
I mean,
a lot
people
of times,
with brains and money.
Yes, exactly. Sky listeners.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that works out very well. And again, it lets a lot of our listeners know who. They may want to support because, again, you've mentioned it before. We're a controversial format in the world of advertising agencies. This conservative news talk is controversial.
Yeah.
And so that's why you don't hear a lot of national commercials on conservative talk radio because they've been told, oh, you can't go there. You'll, you know, offend someone.
They might say something bad about DEI.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It works out for
so
everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just totally, thoroughly blessed. I have a great amount of gratitude. I joked on the Facebook thing. I said, well, you know, if I don't hit the lottery, I guess I'll just keep on plugging away for a few years here. And I will. I still love it. I still enjoy it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since my heart attack, honestly, I look at it a little bit different. I do feel a little bit of some urgency to you know, live
like an enjoy
my,
life kind of thing.
Yeah, but right. I also have to say, and people know that follow it, you know, we're living life. I mean, I'm pretty busy. We do stuff, you know, every weekend.
Your
we go out of town a lot. We don't, you know. So and that's by design, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I'll just keep doing it as long as I'll have me and.
Well, you know, we both picked a career, and we both started very young, and we've done it for decades. When you find, I mean, it's the old cliche, though, but when you find something you really do enjoy, just keep doing it until you can't. I mean, there's no reason to not. I mean,
well, if you really enjoy what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Yeah.
4-hour talk show, though, is...
Well, it's a rarity for one.
Well, it's it takes a lot out of you. It really does.
It does.
And luckily, I have a lot of energy, but by the time I'm done, I'm done. All right. Vice President J.D. Vance, because he's been questioned about this, he says the link between mass immigration and increased housing costs is as clear as day, as rents across the United States continue to decline for the fourth consecutive month. Newly released housing data show that in November, rents declined again and demand fell and vacancies reached a record high. These are incremental changes, but they're measurable and they're real. And you think about it, it is, you know, housing's a balloon. And, you know, you put more air into it, you put more people into it, and, there's going to be more pressure there. And prices both on rent and, you know, and to buy a house go up. Oh, one of the other things I wanted to remark on, you know, this whole idea of affordability, and I get it, and I think everybody can relate to it. You know, people talk about, you know, it was easier when I was younger to buy a house and all that. And maybe it was in some ways. It might have been. I mean, I guess today it seems like a lot of younger people tend to be, I know not one size fits all, but tend to be a little bit more demanding than maybe we were. You know, if we grew up in a house, say that had one bathroom, you know, anything with two bathrooms as a first house.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're already
yes.
winning, so to speak. The other thing is the average car payment. You know how that's gone up through the years. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
average is $700+ right now.
I think you're the one that told me that. Yeah. It was over $700 a month. Average.
Mm-hmm.
That means someone's paying $900, maybe even $1,100.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you look at the price of things, too, I was looking at, not seriously, like looking, like
sure.
You look, you know, you're
we
always
dream.
Looking.
Yeah.
It was like $41,000 for a used heavy-duty pickup truck. Now, that would be like a 2500 or a 250.
Yeah, the price of trucks, because they're not what they used to be. They're more. And they cost more.
It was used.
Yes.
This is a used truck for $41,000. So you do the math. I mean, you go 84 months, you're still going to be at $600.
Yeah.
Or more.
Mm-hmm.
For a used one.
Right. And do you still want that same truck in 84 months or 72 or 60?
No, you just go a little further upside down, next one. And
been there, done that.
But if you're a young person and you're making a car payment like that, that is part of the hindrance in preparing and saving for a home.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
But, you know, shiny objects. We're Americans after all.
Mm-hmm.
We're Americans. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. About 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. That's coming up. And don't forget, we know you're busy. That's why the Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't wait till we get that ping pong table set up.
Oh, it is set up.
In our new Private Idaho kind of a hangout. Private Idaho. I'll tell you about the reference later.
Okay.
Anyway.
No, it's up. I checked this morning.
Is that like a jock? We call it the jock lounge?
Sure.
Huh?
There's some comfy looking couches in there.
Yeah. We converted some of the space we had into, I don't know, a playroom, I guess.
Yeah, just a place to hang out. And
pool
whatever.
Table in there, ping pong.
Yeah.
Laser light show.
Sure. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
All of the above, yeah.
A stage? Hookah?
I don't know.
A hookah in there.
I don't know what all's in there. I'm not even guessing.
The hookah. Are you going to hit the hookah?
Reminds me of a... Was it the Bengals?
Had
a song referencing...
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
Walk Like an Egyptian?
Yes, I think there's a reference to that in there, yeah.
Huh?
I think so.
That would...
It makes sense.
Fit.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah. You going to take me on? Have you played ping pong?
I love ping pong. I'm not great at it, but I enjoy it.
Okay.
But see, you being the tennis And the pickleball pro that you are, this is just a smaller version, so I have no anticipation of beating you.
Oh, I started out on ping pong.
See?
That's the first sport I could finally beat my three-year-old older sister.
Yeah.
3 years older.
Yeah.
Better athlete, better student, and a better ping pong player for a while.
And then?
Well, I worked on it.
Her?
I practiced, I trained, and
wow.
I beat her.
Wow.
But the last time we were together,
yep.
recently,
mm-hmm.
she beat me.
Wow.
And yeah.
Payback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you got a bad knee and all now.
Yeah, I don't know that I had any good excuses at the time.
Oh, yeah, just trying to help.
No, she just flat out beat me. Well, you know, if you don't play, it's like anything else. Some of the skill comes back, but a little bit of the timing and placement,
sure.
you know. I was a technician.
Gotcha.
You know, I was a guy
yes.
who hit the corner of the tables.
An operator.
Yeah.
Now, see, of these kinds of things, now I enjoy ping pong. I really like the air hockey ones. That was my favorite.
I don't think we have an air hockey.
We need one. We got room.
Okay.
But I prefer one of the full size. Maybe if, you know.
Are you looking for a donation?
Dave and Buster's wants to donate one to us or something. They probably have room to put something else in.
Well,
those are fun.
Hey, this is news. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He's filed an appeal requesting a new trial for the 2020 murder of George Floyd. He submitted the filing for an appeal last month, Hennepin County District Court, claiming that his conviction should be vacated due to what his attorneys argued as alleged flawed medical testimony and an alleged misrepresentation of police training. Mm. He also claimed that faulty jury instructions should warrant a new trial as well. All right. In the filing, he claimed that the four physicians who reviewed the medical examiner's report on Floyd's death relied too much on video evidence of officers restraining Floyd, during which Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes while he cried out, "He can't breathe," and onlookers protested his treatment. He claims in his filing this led to many errors throughout, as improperly qualified experts opined on events in the various videos in this case. This served to deprive Chauvin to his right to due process.
Hmm.
He also said in the filing that he has retained physicians at the forensic panel who will testify that physicians used in his trial used methodology that is, quote, is not generally accepted in the scientific community, unquote.
Okay.
Chauvin also disputed testimony from three Minneapolis police supervisors who swore the tactic of placing a knee on a suspect's neck as a restraint was inconsistent with city police policy. The filing states that 34 current and former Minneapolis police officers have made sworn statements saying the knee tactic was part of their training and consistent with the department's policy.
Oh, that could be a big one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Chauvin was denied an appeal for a new trial in 2023. Since his conviction, he has been housed in a low-security prison, Big Spring, Texas, serving a 21-year federal sentence for violating George Floyd's civil rights and a 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for second-degree murder. During closing arguments, prosecutors argued that Chauvin failed to honor his badge during the 9 minutes he kneeled on Floyd's neck, saying he chose pride over policing.
I think that probably what put the nail in his proverbial coffin from a jury perspective, if you've seen the video and you see other cops going, hey, you're going too far.
Right.
And you've got EMT showing up going, hey, you got to stop that. And he doesn't.
Right.
And the guy is saying, I think just that alone almost covers over any other evidence that you might have in your defense, because that is such an emotional thing. You've got so many people saying you're going too far and you're not stopping. I think that's what hurt him.
So if he's granted a trial.
Yeah.
And with the, let's say, the other officers, you mm-hmm. know, swearing that that was a tactic
right.
that they
acceptable.
Were that they were taught and used.
Yeah.
That and maybe some of the forensic stuff, if he can get, mm-hmm. you know, good testimony there from medical professionals. I mean, they're not going to exonerate him, I don't think. But
no.
what's his hope? That he gets like a, you know, a manslaughter thing
right.
or something like that?
Get some time served, that sort of thing, shorten the sentence. Or, again, if you change the whole verdict on what he's guilty of, does he get to walk with probation or something like that?
Yeah, because remember, they got him for both the federal sentence for the civil rights violation,
right,
and then the state, 22 and a half years for that, for second-degree murder.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. This will be another interesting one, you know?
Yeah.
The video really... It was hard to defend him and watch
it's
the video.
It's very damning, yes.
Yeah.
That's the word that always came to mind. It's like, nah, it's there. Everybody can see it. You've kind of gone too far in a lot of people's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, no.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Kirk, Turning Point USA, CEO and the widow of Charlie Kirk, rejected the argument that gun violence was the underlying issue that led to her husband's assassination. It's not a gun problem, she said, adding that America is facing a deeply human and a soul problem.
I'd agree with that.
While closing out New York Times Dealbook Summit on Wednesday, Erica Kirk sat down with journalist Andrew Sorkin, who said, "I'm curious how you think today about gun violence in America, given what happened to your husband." She said, "It's a thoughtful question. And I wouldn't wish upon anyone what I've been through, and I support the Second Amendment," Erica Kirk said. "But there's a bigger and much deeper conversation to all this," and that's when she got into the thing. She said, "It's interesting, if you go on a college campus and you ask a counselor, what's the number one, number two thing that these students are facing? And they will always say mental health, anxiety, depression. Those are usually the top three." Kirk went on to say that what Charlie knew he was trying to explain to students on campus was that you have to understand that brain health is so important. How you eat, how you take care of yourself, how you nourish yourself, how you rest. And to him, it was much more deeper and intricate. Huh.
Interesting.
So, yeah, she said, and it's not a gun problem. It's a deeply human problem. It's a soul problem. It's mental. It's a deeper issue.
Mm-hmm.
And notably, the left appears to be engaging in a type of cognitive dissonance since Charlie Kirk's assassination, refusing to consider the notion that someone who shares their political views has carried out such horrific violence after years of them smearing and falsely labeling Kirk a fascist and a Nazi. Following Kirk's assassination, leftists who react to tragedy by oversimplifying it as mere gun violence as a means for targeting an unalienable right, celebrated a murder being carried out with a firearm simply due to the victim having political views that differed from their own. Yeah.
I'm glad that she sees the difference between, you know, the weapon and the person. You know, the left always want to blame the weapon as opposed to the person. And just in an effort to take some of our rights away, obviously.
Ironically, the examples from teachers celebrating Kirk's assassination have highlighted the very issue the Turning Point USA founder spent years exposing, the left-wing extremism that students are exposed to at all levels of the American education system.
Good point.
So his legacy lives on once again. And Turning Point USA continues to grow and gain chapters around the country.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
I think I met a guy from Canada when I was at the Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking and, you know, it started to lean not really political, but just things that surround, you know, politics, taxes,
sure,
things like that.
Yeah.
And he said that he wasn't a big fan of our president, but I want to live my life, and I'm not going to let that interfere with my ability to have a dialogue with people,
right?
To have friendships, to travel to the U.S. Mm-hmm. where he lives part time, and he said, but I have acquaintances and friends who will not set foot in the U.S. while he's president.
Interesting.
And he said, and I think that's a joke, because do they think they're somehow punishing
right.
him?
But
all they're doing is punishing themselves.
Absolutely. They're missing out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know.
It was a great conversation, but he said, it's most important to always keep a dialogue going.
That's good. It's good stuff.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Don't be shy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Things That Make You Smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Jared, what's making you smile?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Man, I'm from a small town in Georgia, and I'm just passing through on my way to Orlando, going to a business convention that I got selected to be part of my career. So I'm excited to be traveling on the roads, get to see good sunshine for right now, 75, and listening to you guys.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is your proactive coverage of amazing upcoming events such as the chili cook-off at Gainesville Harley-Davidson and the car show at High Springs Brewery, which both are kind of concurrent, so it's kind of like I have to clone myself if I'm able to attend either one or both.
You gotta do a hit and run, you know, the legal kind, a little hit and run. Let's go to Gib. What's making you smile?
Oh, tonight is tree lighting, our Christmas tree lighting on Main Street in Alachua, Florida. Santa Claus will be there, get pictures with him, and we have a wonderful tree walk in front of City Hall that we have about 60 trees, maybe.
I love it. Porfina, what's making you smile?
Buenos dias. I'll tell you what's making me smile. This morning I finally heard an update on Andrew Wolf. This congressman that was shot, and I've been praying for an update on him, and this morning on the national news, I heard that he's recovering.
Oh, that's awesome news. That makes me smile. Thank you so much. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A massive $1 billion in welfare fraud in Minnesota is causing many to ask, well, what did Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, what did she know and when did she know it? Well, Omar has many close ties to organizations, businesses, and individuals that are already named in some of this fraud. So she was also the one that pushed the bill that they used as a conduit in which to create that fraud and steal that money. So, oh, but she knows nothing, right? Here's to hoping that smoking gun appears soon. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.